commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Earlier this fall, I was at the Stevens Point DC Everest High School football game, and every time the Spash football team got a first down, the sound effect of a growling panther was played over the stadium PA system. That's similar to the Vikings horn that sounds every time they get a first down. Honestly, it's annoying, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's one of the small things the home team does when they do something good on the field. And in high school sports, that might be going away. The WIAA, which regulates high school sports in Wisconsin, has issued a point of emphasis this year. This is where coaches, athletic directors, officials, and students are told of rule changes. For the first time, the WIAA is offering guidelines for stadium public address announcers. The message? The PA announcer should be neutral. No cheering for the home team. Now, there are many specific guidelines that I agree with. The public address system shouldn't be used to incite the crowd, especially after a bad call by the officials. At one game last year, after a questionable penalty, the PA announcer said, "Pass interference?" as if to pose it as a question instead of announcing the penalty. But it's unrealistic to think that the PA announcer will be voice neutral when something good happens for the home team. These announcers are not professionals. They're usually teachers or fans of the home high school, sometimes members of the booster club. They're excited, and they should be when their team scores or wins. The WIAA is a champion for good sportsmanship, and I salute them for that. They've cracked down on taunting and unsportsmanlike displays, and all of that is good. Those rules work because they allow room for athletes to show basic spontaneous emotion during times of success. But premeditated celebrations aren't allowed, and they shouldn't be. We don't need to see high school football players dance, strut, or spike after a touchdown. Now, I've covered more than 50 high school sporting events in the last year, and I can report to you that good sportsmanship is the rule. Bad sportsmanship is a rare exception. Enlightened rules take into account that sports are emotional, with highs and lows for players and for spectators. You wouldn't want to listen to an emotionless play-by-play broadcast. That would be boring. It's unrealistic to expect that the PA announcers would also bottle up their school spirit.